Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Talk to Wayne Madsen. He's parking his car and going into an airport. Before he goes into the checkpoint, he'll be on for about 5-6 minutes at the start of the next segment, formerly with the NSA. He called Benghazi the week of it, exactly as it happened. So did Colonel Schaefer. So did all my other guests. I mean, this was an assassination of that ambassador. And they have been caught, and I have never seen anything like this. And I don't... No wonder CNN and MSNBC cut away. We've got the live coverage at InfoWars.com. I'm taking calls the whole hour. We'll get Jeffrey Smith on next week. Apologize to him, but he understands breaking news. I want to get him on next week. Great author, researcher on GMO. Or if he wants to do 5 minutes, he can do that on the march of against Monsanto. But I want him on for a full hour next week. Thank you. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Ironhead in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My God, are we living in grand times or what? I think some of us were born to see when all truth shall become known, as the master once said. Key salient points regarding this. This is roasting the pig, a.k.a. that wretched hive of scum and villainy, the old beast. But I think she's going to be the target fixation. The whole thing is going to wind up being a dog and pony show to take us in the wrong direction. You and Catherine already hit the nail on the head that we've got to be ultra careful as to how this thing's being utilized to spin it down.
Oh, they're already trying to spin it as they screwed up. They didn't screw up. They murdered this guy by ordering the stand down and gave him pinpoint intelligence on how to take him out. They were obviously trained. I mean, it probably took 2 weeks to train people how to do this. I mean, it's incredible.
Right. Now, one of the things, remember the Maine, remember the Alamo, one of the key salient points I think you could address every single show is remember Benghazi, because the key right now is to get every single person wearing a uniform to realize that they can be the dupes, the victims, and the takeouts, the cutouts. It's got to happen that everybody knows in this whole country what's going down, because as you said, this is magnanimous times more great than
well, if people ask why this is happening, conservatively 35% of the military listens to this show. I've talked to hundreds of military active duty in-person officers, non-commissioned officers, grunts. They go, oh, no, about 35%. Some say half. Half the people they know listen to the show and are aware. When the military and the police, the globalists haven't got the robots in charge yet who will follow orders, unquestioningly. They've still got humans. They haven't gotten even close to that conversion yet. What are they going to do when all their own people know criminals are in charge? It's game over, folks. I mean, listen, we can win when we have the initiative and have the intelligence. When you're aware of the operation, it's over. And now that the idea of false flag is out there, it's the beginning of the end for these people.
And, Alex, one quick note, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Get Adam Kokesh and yourself and everybody in this country, not just Washington, D.C., the whole country, C2C, the C2C Benghazi movement. How's that sound? Where if you can't get to Washington, D.C., starting your state capital, your council, your city hall.
And I'll say this. I mean, here's the deal. I don't come out and say have an armed march, because even if it's legal and lawful in your area, they'll still trump something up sometimes and arrest you. So I've never called for one. I've talked about other people's. But when I talk about one, I always say it's dangerous. It's like filming police could be dangerous. I go out and do it. But this country's in so much trouble, you could get beat up and taken to jail, which is all the more reason you should go out and do it, because it shows how far this has gone. But again, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to point out they've got the moral low ground now. And most of the police and military I talk to are finally going, all right, I apologize. You're right. My God, how did it get so bad? Look at other countries. Look at history. But I do think people in their area should organize legal, lawful, armed marches in every capital of this country. The problem is a lot of capitals violate the law, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and say you can't do it. So check your local unconstitutional laws, because they don't care. They'll still try to take you to jail. But yes, we should have a July 4th armed marches to exercise our right or lose it. Why can government have guns? But a slave with a gun is such a shocking image. This is what real resistance and real July 4th is all about.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's one dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least seven full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're into the third hour. I'll probably go into overdrive today. The Benghazi hearings are ongoing. John Bound is in there watching it with headphones, taking notes. So is Kurt Nimmo. So is Adan Salazar. We know this. Wayne Madsen, who's been to Libya many times and Syria, formerly with the National Security Agency, writes for some of the biggest publications in the country, WayneMadsenReport.com. We know that Wayne came on and laid out everything that happened a week after from his sources. Then it all later got confirmed in the press. Much of what you're hearing is actually all been in the news. There were drones overhead. There was a stand down. It wasn't 2 hours. It wasn't six. It was 8 hours from start to finish. The guys that attacked, over 400 of them, first 200, then 400, new precision, where to attack, inside State Department info. That's the proof it was a hit, from my view. Colonel Schaefer says clearly they were trying to kill him and it was a professional hit. The question is, did some outside country fund him or was it our government? It's the globalists. It's NATO that Obama says were under their control. Will they stage a false flag to cover this up? This is not some controlled Iran-Contra as a political football. The congressman body language is they're all freaked out. The Republicans are like, what have we gotten into? We just want to score points, not bring down our whole criminal system. That's why they like Clinton on the sex stuff, because that's one thing that was just isolated to perjury. not, you know, missile secrets to China and stuff like that, that they're so much of the leadership of both parties are involved in. And I'd love to see Obama go to jail. I'd love to see him impeached. I'd love to see Hillary go to prison. That would really put a dent in the government as this big imperial thing. I hate the Clinton crime syndicate. But, and I'd like to see the Tea Party take over with this. But let me tell you, you got Cheney running defense going, oh, they're just idiots, you know. They need to get in trouble. Yeah, blow that up so I can read those Drudge Report headlines for people. Blow that up for me right there. Yeah, go ahead and center it for me. That's the most important part for me. Okay, well, I'll punch it up on my computer. Watch this. Watch this move. The way to do it is you just go to Drudge like that, and then all I got to do is just move. Check it out. You just punch mine up. I understand your computer didn't let you do that. And then that's out, because I just can't read it that way. Thanks, bro. There you go. Shock testimony from Benghazi witness. Moment by moment account of attack. Emotional recollection of murders. Congressman, death is part of life. And how do you make death part of life? Dems blame budget cuts. Yeah, I told you they didn't want money. Another vows to protect others at State Department. Fourth whistleblower blocked from testifying. Witness told not to meet with congressional investigators. You see that? That's the criminal cover-up. White House claims attempts to politicize. Well, of course. I mean, what would you do? You staged gun attacks to get our guns, you criminals. Operation Smear, already underway. Bolton could bring them down administration. Cheney rips leadership. Hillary in spotlight. Mother, I blame her. Blame Hillary. Go to InfoWars.com. There's a bunch of big breaking news today, folks, that I haven't even gotten to. In fact, that's an old page. I need to hit refresh. Looks like the site's getting so much traffic, it's not coming up. I'm going to Wayne Madsen and your calls in a moment. Punch up InfoWars for me so I can give people the latest headlines, please. Not my screen. Punch it up on your screen. Thank you. I'm going to probably, the answer to this is I need three computers. I need three computers now, not one, so that no matter how bad computers are nowadays, I'll be able to do it. Okay, there they are. Rand Paul. Benghazi should end Hillary Clinton. Good, Rand Paul. Go after that witch. Latest on Benghazi. Continual live updates. InfoWars.com. Judge orders conspiracy re-education for Lauryn Hill, the singer, who exposed that it's all a bunch of devil-worshipping mafia, and that if you won't be evil, they don't, you know, they kick you out. I've been told that by top insiders. I mean, they all brag about it now. And he sent her for, quote, re-education. You can't make this up. Senator Manchin, background checks, expand Second Amendment. See, that's the new spin. Oh, Obama supports the Second Amendment, he said, in Mexico. Oh, what's the other guy? Bloomberg. Oh, I'm the biggest supporter of the Constitution there is. I'm the biggest supporter of the Second Amendment. That's a quote. It's all psyops. I support your right to have guns. Have them all turned in. If you can jump through 1,000 hoops on a blue moon, maybe, and give me political donations, I'll let you have a gun. We're all going to be exempt. Of course there's trapdoors. You might win the lottery. Joining us, formerly with the NSA, journalist, to give us his take on what's happening. He joins us as he drives into the airport. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. I just recap for some people that just joined us. How big is this? I don't see them surviving this politically. What do you expect to come out? I mean, this is seismic. If they don't all go to jail, I don't know. I mean, they're in the New York Times saying, yeah, we spy on you without warrants. Get used to it. I mean, or is this just an attempt to like a pimp, you know, dominating his property, you know, driving us into submission? Maybe Obama will start executing children on the White House lawn with a straight razor, and he'll be given a Nobel Peace Prize for every child he beats their brains out with a ball-peen hammer. I mean, how absurdist is it going to get, Wayne Madsen?
Well, this is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. It is all about the U.S. supporting al-Qaeda and overthrowing Muammar Gaddafi. John Brennan, who was Obama's deputy national security advisor, there's, you know, now reports that he actually went to Mecca, so his name should be Al Hajj, John Brennan. He made the Hajj to Mecca. He's very pro Wahhabi. He's now the director of the CIA. This is going to really start to bring him out, push him out of the shadows, because he supported these Libyan Islamic fighter group rebels, many of whom were Al Qaeda veterans of Afghanistan, Iraq, where they took shots at American soldiers. By the way, blew up Americans, Iraqis, Afghans, you name it, and other allies. Troops in both those countries. the issue is Chris Stevens went into Libya apparently to try to get back some of the weapons used to overthrow Gaddafi, including some sophisticated weapons. But other people had ideas to take those weapons into Syria after Gaddafi were going to get Assad. So we've got that thing playing out. And we've got Susan Rice, of course, stating that it was all about the innocence of Muslims, that ridiculous the movie trailer that was released. And, of course, the neocons were behind that, too. So what we have here, two operations, one by Brennan with his Saudi friends and his Salafist friends in Libya and Syria, and the good old neocons who were prevalent during Bush and still have some influence in the Obama administration, but movie, which was intended to trigger violence all over the Muslim world. So we had a clash, not like the neocons say, a clash of civilizations. We had a clash of CIA operations.
And that just shows the lawlessness of this. Why did they order up to an 8-hour stand down? And why were they so brazen to lie about it and then have an FBI connected group produce the fake Muhammad garbage? I mean, it's just never. Where do you see this going now?
You know, I think what we have to do is find out what loyalty John Brennan promised the regime in Riyadh, these Saudis, and also their friends and his friends in Doha, Qatar, who fund things like now, like Al Jazeera and Current TV. Qatar is turning into a huge propaganda element in the Middle East and the Muslim world. So we've got to find out just how much of the United States Mr. Brennan has sold down the river. This guy is a knuckle dragger. You saw him during the confirmation hearings, and then he takes the oath of office on a copy of the Constitution. This guy's a real snake in the grass.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you expect to come out of this? Am I right in saying this is a seismic meltdown to have these people up there all admitting that that it's all a lie and it was a stand down?
It could be terrible news for Hillary Clinton, who's once again are bringing out her coronation crown for 2016. If I were Joe Biden right now, I'd be sitting back and laughing at this, and also prodding some people. Look, how can we use this to our advantage? Because you know it's clear that the two that are going for the Democratic nomination in 16, you know, obviously Hillary, but I think Joe Biden has had a taste of that White House. And, you know, maybe his wife Jill has already measured the White House windows for trades.
Oh, so you're saying Democrats could even be trying to burn Hillary down?
Oh, yeah. I think Joe Biden would like nothing more than to hurt Hillary so he can, come up in the polls. He's trailing very badly amongst Democrats, about 16%
right
now. He's
a total lunatic as well. Now, looking at Iran-Contra, looking at Nixon-type stuff, even Clinton-type stuff, I've never seen them caught in such a huge lie working with al-Qaeda. How do you expect them to get out of this? Starting a new war? Blowing something up? I mean, what do you see in your crystal ball, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I see more problems in southern Russia after the Boston Marathon bombing, and we've got CIA fingerprints all over that. That's a nice little number now. So I see them trying to divert attention away from this problem in Libya, maybe with Syria, although that gets right to the same issue, U.S. supporting al-Qaeda elements. There may be some more problems with Iran as well. I see Iran as a very nice diversion here. So that's what I'd be looking at, some big crisis with the U.S. and Iran.
I agree with you. Always a penetrating analysis. Got about 30 seconds left. Any other points, Wayne Madsen?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm out here in Seattle with at the first Wayne Madsen Report meetup, and I think we all have to organize, meet our readers. I know you do that. I've just done it for the first time, and I think we just got to get with our people and find out, you know, what kind of resources we have and march on.
That's right. We've all got to up our game because tyranny is just, are they fleeing forward in government and corporations? It seems like they're assaulting freedom at an accelerated pace. Do you agree that that's a flight forward?
Oh, yeah. We just got off the Seattle ferry. And, you know, they come by with the dogs sniffing. or, you know, there's Homeland Security people around everywhere. So even out here in the pristine Pacific Northwest, you see this over.
Oh, yeah, they want to find Alcala. They just go to the Pentagon and go to the White House. Thank you so much, Wayne Madsen. Your call straight ahead, callers. I'm going right to you after this. And more on Benghazi.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you one of the millions of Americans worried about change? Do you lose sleep over what could happen to your assets and hard-earned money? Are you looking for a better way of life with more freedom, security, and asset protection? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should consider investing in the country of Belize. Belize is an independent, English-speaking country only hours from the U.S. with strong banking and asset protection laws. In fact, Belize is one of the last tax havens left in the world today. Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, call 800-793-2600 or go to buybelize.com. So if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change, go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future. Don't wait, or it may be too late. Call 800-793-2600. That's 800-793-2600. Again, 800-793-2600.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You got a business? You didn't build that. Somebody else did that. Look at this NBC headline. Human takeover by machines may be closer than we think, and it's all these top scientists warning. Oh, yeah, and the genetic engineering, all of it. I mean, and this is the plan. So now they're telling you, oh, this is just what's going to happen. That's what the globalists plan on doing. We got a different plan. I'm telling you, folks, you can kiss your kids goodbye if the New World Order comes in. I made Endgame 7 years ago and broke this down, and the media attacked me for it because I had their quotes. They would say, Alex Jones says the elite's going to kill us and take over and merge with machines and live forever. No, they say that. They say that. Let's go to your phone calls. Ramon, Mankind, Sean, Ryan, Rich, and others. And I got a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet. John Bounds coming in, too, with an update. It is incredible. People are trying to get away and getting carjacked, just randomly robbed because it's lawless after the takeover in Libya. And they would call back security at bases that were separate. It was like a stand down. They didn't want anybody getting out of that attack. Folks, they ran the whole thing. I mean, this is incredible. Because it's their own people. You see, you get it? Comprende? You figure that out yet? All you idiots that think the government's good, the government isn't there anymore. It's mega ruthless banks that are so that have computers doing actuaries. God, I don't know how to explain it to you. Ramon in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
What's going on, my brother?
It's craziness.
What's going on, Alex? It's definitely crazy, but we got the smoking gun. We have live testimony. You know what I'm saying? All we have to do is just prove it to people. They always call us crazy, paranoid, conspiracy theorists, but they can't prove it. All they do is emotionally attack us. They try to appeal to people's emotions, but they never come with factual evidence. We have hardcore evidence that proves that this government is fraud. And the one before it and the one before that. It's all the same thing. The bankers are trying to take over, but they're not. It's over for them.
Well, see, what's happening is they run things and are able to rob, but they're not taking over our minds. So there's that paradox. But, yeah, and now they're getting so arrogant, but it's biting them in the butt. What do you think about the Benghazi hearings?
And I think it's exactly what the soldiers are saying. They split down. They let those people die because the people who run this government, the real owners of this land, the so-called elite, want everyone to die. Whether you work for them, whether you're against them, whether you believe in what they're telling you, they want you to die. They want to kill you. They want to rape your children. If you think it's not real, go look up Alcee Casting, representative from Florida, saying that he wants to pass a law that says it's okay to be a pedophile. It shouldn't be a crime. It should be, you should go to a doctor because it's a mental issue.
It is an army. I agree because I've studied it. A normal person never thinks like this. They're an army of psychopaths, control freaks, child molesters. They're a legion of doom.
We're not normal, Alex. That's the thing. We have God in our heart. All these people who think they're normal, they're Satanists. They're Luciferians. Because anyone who doesn't have sympathy for little children getting blown up in Arab and African and Asian countries, you're not a real Christian. You're not a real Muslim. You're not a real human. We fight for freedom, liberty. That's why I support Adam Kokesh. That's why I support Alex Jones. Everybody who speaks truth, everybody who's fighting this corrupt new world order, we're winning. We have their back against the wall. They're scared. There's nothing they can do. This criminal empire is over. Freedom and God has won. So everybody who's on the dark side, bye-bye. See you guys in Armageddon. When we're fighting good versus evil with God on our side, you'll see how you feel. You'll see that everybody who is speaking like Alex Jones is telling the truth. We are heroes, martyrs, libertarians, freedom fighters. You can call me crazy all you want, but I bet you I'll fight for your freedom just as hard as I will for mine.
Well, that's amazing, Ramon. God bless you. Powerful call. Long segment coming up with Sean, Rich, Mankind, Ryan. We'll get to all of you right after this break. Yeah, I see the attacks on us, which I don't mind myself personally. I really don't. In fact, at a sick level, I like it, which I've repented of, I'm not involved in it anymore. I like to watch attacks on me, but I just don't do it anymore. It's sick. But I think it's funny at a sick level. But it does hurt me that it keeps other people who aren't sophisticated from finding the truth. I bring all these guests on, all these diverse groups, all these diverse ideas. An hour-long interview with Professor Griff, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted 2 weeks ago, waking up people, just what he has to say, or Ron Paul, what he has to say, or Sybil Edmonds, what she has to say, a whistleblower. They hate this platform. They hate a platform they don't control. They hate Drudge Report because it's a platform they don't control. They hate anything they don't control. And that's why they're always trying to say, I'm a Fed, or I'm Bill Hicks, or I'm all this crazy stuff. Because the evil that's in them, not even that they're operatives, but the evil that's in them of the world makes them hate me because deep down they hate goodness. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but my heart's good. I want to do good. Anybody who has discernment knows that. People that don't, who've woken up but are still evil, they're just flailing around infighting because because they're not meant, I guess, to ever really figure it all out. It's very, very sad. But it doesn't matter. You know you're good out there. Get out there and warn other people. That's what counts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. You have found it, the very front line in the fight for human liberty worldwide.
One step from lashing out at you. Hear what I have suited under my skin and call yourself a friend.
All you people that think evil's powerful, you have no idea what you're turning loose. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, everyone that serves this system is twisted at one level or another. None of us are perfect. But the people that consciously serve this evil are buying into total oblivion because they are of their father, the devil. You know, you had that caller earlier talking about how people that don't have empathy that say, glass parking lot, all the Arabs, fake conservatives, you're really fascist. People that don't have empathy, across the board are losing their humanity. And you talk to them, they're the most empty, unhappy nobodies. Because you don't have the spiritual nerve endings to feel and see spiritually what's going on around you. or you could just call it the way humans are designed. Whatever. I know I've got free will. I know I've got the seed of the universe in me. I know I'm made in the image of God. When I talk about the feeling that we've been here forever and how ancient we are, I believe we're appointed to live once. But we have in our genetic code, we have the memories of our ancestors. That's been proven across the spectrum. That's what instincts are. That's what dreams are. That's what archetypes are. And the system knows this. The only way to survive and thrive is to be a builder, is to be a giver, is to be someone that conquers their darker side and reaches for the stars. That is what God wants from you. And again, those of you that say there isn't a God, I look at the fruits of your life. I look at who you are, what you stand for, and almost unanimously, you can't even see evil. And I want you to have discernment. And I'm not on some high horse here. It's just, I want you to win. I want you to succeed. I want to succeed. My children and their children. And Professor Griff said this as well in the interview we just posted on PrisonPlanet.tv. Professor Griff calls on the world to unite against the New World Order. Powerful. We're going back to your calls here in a moment. Bounds coming in the next segment to give us a news update on Benghazi. But it's about the choices we make. It's about the choices all of us make that will decide the future of this world. All right, let me tell you about a few of the sponsors that make the broadcast possible, and I'm going to go right back to your calls. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the monthly and weekly specials. Be prepared for emergency stores with 25 years already there for you when you need it. Tastes great, easy to fix, and portable. You can also make your purchases at InfoWarsShop.com. The May specials get a $200 value emergency evacuation kit with selected purchases. That's a big deal. They got other specials there at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or banners that take you to the special pages at InfoWars.com. Or give them a call and ask for the Alex Jones specials at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Shifting gears as well, my mother's had dramatic effects. You know, Aaron Dykes lost 90-something pounds working with the longevity products. Everybody raves about him. It gives me more energy. A lot of times I'm going to work till midnight or 2 in the morning. Instead of having coffee, I have a Beyond Tangy Tangerine or a Polymers Plus. There are over 350 products at InfoWarsHealth.com, all discounted. And you can get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com on the entire longevity line and other specials when you sign up for AutoShip. So there is a lot of stuff. You can also find out about events with Dr. Wallach and Dr. Peter Glidden and Ted Anderson and MZ and Dr. Corey Gold and Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and Mary Lou Henner, who we're going to be getting on the show, by the way. She has that genetic memory that they say is like 1 out of 50 million. She's a listener of the show. We're going to get her in studio soon. Show and the videos are all there. InfoWars Health, a lot of news, a new study that's been out a few months now, out of the Clemson University study on a bunch of their products and what it did to cancer cells. This isn't quack stuff. And by the way, this isn't a cure because the cells just regrow somewhere else, but it certainly puts a major dent in it. We're talking about 90-plus percent kill rates on cancer cells with Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other products. Just go check it out. It is unbelievable. AL International announces results of longevity clinical research studies performed by Clemson University Institute of Nutritional Research. That is super prestigious. That's all linked. That study is linked. It was linked last week. Have them relink it right now on the front page of InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also find out how to be a distributor at InfoWarsTeam.com. And when you scroll down, I'll give them the toll-free number. Actually, I have it here on my sheet. You can also call 888-789-9277 to sign up and become a distributor, or for product orders or questions, 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277, and your purchase there makes the broadcast possible. We don't take your money with taxes and give it to MSNBC. We just, you support us, we grow to fight them and go 110% in their face as you're witnessing. Okay, let's go to your phone calls quickly. Sean in Canada, what's your take on the huge Benghazi news that's unfolding?
Well, it's just incredible, Alex. Like you said, like Colonel Schaefer said, and, you know, God bless him, Abel Danger, and coming out about that and 9/11, the guy's an amazing man, a true patriot. And I'm rarely surprised these days, but I'm still always shocked. And I'm shocked at Hillary Clinton, and the woman just looks like she has no soul. You know, you look in the woman's eyes, it's just icy cold blue emptiness. And I just hope and pray that this time it's going to come out and they're going to be found out for the criminals that they are. This is just unbelievable. Hello?
No, I'm just listening to you, and while you were telling me that, I turned my mic off to tell the guys, find the clip we've played of Hillary going, what difference does it make, and bashing her hands, you know, into the desk. What difference does it make? I mean, just absolutely outrageous to have this type of stuff going on. What difference does it make? And then you've got the other congressman up there going, well, people die. That's just the way this is. See, when it's 20 kids, they hype it up to blame us for it. But when crime rates drop 49% because of guns, they don't want to discuss it. Again, they want to personalize that we killed those kids at Sandy Hook when hundreds of thousands have been saved the last 20 years, conservatively, in the government's own report, Firearms Violence 93 to 2011, out from the Justice Department. They finally crunched the numbers that we crunched months ago. We said a 49% drop in violent crime. They have that number. A 69% in wounding shootings, a 39% in overall gun crime. And that's probably a whitewash. These are local numbers. They don't want anybody to know about this. They don't want you to know about this. And that's why I got mad at Anderson Cooper. How dare you get up here and try to connect gun owners with the killing of these kids, you bastard, you piece of trash. I mean, that guilting us, that's collectivism. Like, and arresting kids that bring a plastic butter knife to school their mom puts in their lunchbox, or taking a valedictorian's degree away because they brought a butter knife to school. They're trying to turn us into, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's fine. I just couldn't believe, and I was reminded of the CPS guy, long ago that came out and said, you know, children will die. I mean, these people come out and say these absurd, horrible things.
Yeah, that was in Arkansas. They had two kids die in 1 week at one foster home, and he said, big deal, children will die.
They can choose. It's disgusting. Anyway, and so, and everybody, you know, I hope there's as many cameras as possible in Washington for Independence Day, to make sure nothing bad happens to Kokesh and that righteous movement. And just God bless you. Keep up the good fight. And I'm going to keep trying to wake up my friends. I got friends working on PhDs in political science in Oxford. You know, they think I'm crazy. And I just keep trying to feed them information calmly and in small bursts so I don't overwhelm them. And I'm plugging away, man.
Oh, yeah, they've got them just studying mindless garbage there. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Absolutely good to hear from you. Let's talk to Mankind in Arizona. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex, what's up? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to say something about the Benghazi situation. And to all the listeners listening right now, this is it. This is a testament to how powerful our information really actually is, because I'm sitting up here watching CNN all day, and I watched, you know, the testimony start, and as soon as the information started to pour out, they switched it real quick to the Jody Arias and the three little girls that got kidnapped and all of that type of stuff, and they don't give them any sort of airtime when this is the biggest information that should be concerning all Americans, as a matter of fact.
And now Google is trying to keep people from going to InfoWars.com. Folks, we're hurting them, but we need everybody to send InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and you can share your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships with up to 11 people. We need everybody to tune in, because I'm doing this to win it. I'm in it to win it. That's why I get so much energy. That's why I get so upset, because I'm watching what you watched. I mean, I was watching an internet feed, and I watched CNN. As soon as the guy starts going, and we were ordered to stand down, and they lied, and they had the security people there, and you could see the guy was risking his life doing that, telling the truth. They cut to Anderson Cooper talking about gang violence with a package from last night. And the anchors go, oh, we're cutting away for a moment with this. You can see they're all panicking. Look, the FBI told the mainstream media, don't look at other photos. Don't look at drills. Don't talk to Dan Bedondi. Don't go to InfoWars.com. And the entire media did what they were told and came out and attacked us. Now, does that show you what a group? Let me tell you something. The U.S. military stood down when ordered to and watched all those people die. Okay? But now they're not standing down. Now they're telling the truth. That's the point. when you follow the orders of criminals, you don't follow orders that are illegal. If a cop comes to your door, hypothetically, and said, line your kids up, we're going to shoot them in the head, you have a right and a duty to resist them, okay? The government is not God. You know, they say in 1984, 2 plus 2 equals 4. If you can say that, you're free. I say the government isn't God, and it's the problem. I say if you can say that, you're free. Anything else, mankind?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of further that and just really get all the listeners to know, I want everybody to get interactive because we are the most interactive and proactive listeners that there are. Let's get this information out because it's trying to be suppressed over the mainstream media, but we are the mainstream media as a matter of fact. And truth is always going to come to light no matter what, so long as you do something about it.
That's right. Truth always wins if you take action. It doesn't mean you're going to survive, but it means your great-grandkids are going to have that providence. Let me tell you, the blessing that God gives families when people sacrifice that family for real causes is amazing. Give your family the blessing of a future. Even if they don't believe in the spiritual issues, it will give them a better future. Get up off your butts, folks. Don't just be spectators. Tell everybody you know about this. Tell them about the articles we've got. They have judges now ordering people to go to re-education if they talk about conspiracy theories. I mean, they say, I mean, it's just Twilight Zone. God bless you, mankind. We're going to go to Ryan, and we're going to go to Rich and another Ryan and Eric before the main broadcast ends. We'll be back tonight with the nightly news with all the info at 7 o'clock Central. But this is unbelievable. I can't believe I'm watching this happen. And I'm going to tell you, if they get away with this now, caught, John Bound, you've been writing notes on what's breaking. You just tell them about the carjacking, and then they pulled security off that. There was an order. Get these people. Don't let them get out of that compound. My God, because I guess they'd said no to giving the heat seekers. That's what Madsen and that's what Pachinik think, or what they say they know. And so they had to kill them all and still give the Al-Qaeda the missiles. And that's probably what it is, 90% chance, folks.
Sure sounds like it.
Yeah. So what do you got from the hearings?
Well, so far, now we've gotten deeper into the information regarding the interviews with the ARB and the inner workings of the classified interviews. There was a lawyer that was thrown out that was basically a spy that was inside of this meeting. And as soon as the lawyer was thrown out, then the State Department called and complained. They wanted somebody in there getting all this information that True American was speaking, by the way, to reveal what actually happened. And
they're threatening whistleblowers.
Yeah, and speaking of threatening whistleblowers, they've gagged a fourth one with red tape, and she has some key information. They didn't interview key people.
What did the president know, and when did he know it?
We don't know that yet. It hasn't gotten that far yet.
No, I know, but that's from Nixon.
It's climbing into Hillary, and you know, like you go back to that statement she made. You know, what difference at this point does it make? You know, was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It's our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again. Well, they could have prevented the whole thing from happening in the first place, and they know it, and they had something going on where they made sure that there was no security. There were carjackings of the people that were working there. They pulled that security detail off. They left them two guys underneath Ham's authority. And then there were another two guys that were there, security detail, and they don't even know whose authority they were under. So they had nobody. And they're in the middle of a war zone. They're being carjacked. You know, you add security detail.
And by the way, guys, did we find the Hillary clip of what difference does it make? Okay, we have that clip? The whole clip or just All right, well, we'll isolate the part where she says that. I want to play it the next segment because I have a clip. It's 6 minutes long, but isolate that and we'll... Oh, we have a one-minute section. Let's play that. Play that as soon as you're ready. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Hillary. And then you've got Elijah Cummings saying, people die. Yeah. It's like, you killed those 20 kids, America. Turn your guns in. But then, people die.
Get used to it, America. Fall asleep. Lay down on the ground. Forget about your rights. Be a complete sheep, a total tool to this mafia that is in control of your destiny and your children's destiny. Wake up. Sorry. I was listening to NPR this morning. I turned it on. I want to hear somebody talk about Benghazi because this was going to happen today. And 30 minutes went by, and they're talking about some rapper that got sexually assaulted. Like, I even care. Nobody cares about this. How long can you talk about something like that? But they're clearly not going to talk about Benghazi, the key issues.
Why are they buying billions of bullet-armored vehicles? Why are they saying veterans are the number one terrorists? I mean, we're in a Twilight Zone episode. And they're the bad guys. Let's go to this clip with Hillary. Here it is.
I just want to say that, people have accused Ambassador Rice and the administration of, misleading Americans. I can say, trying to be in the middle of this and understanding what was going on, nothing could be further from the truth. Was information developing? Was the situation fluid? Would we reach conclusions later that weren't reached initially?
Madam Secretary, do you disagree with me that a simple phone call to those evacuees to determine what happened wouldn't have ascertained immediately that there was no protest? I mean, that was a piece of information that could have been easily obtained.
Well, but Senator,
within hours, if not days.
Senator, when you're in these positions, the last thing you want to do is interfere with any other process.
Well,
I realize that's a good excuse. Number two, it's the fact. Number two, I would recommend highly you read
both
the article
with the actual clip.
And the class.
We're going to come back with the actual clip.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And he said, before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed. Noah Webster. And when we try to send that meme photo painting of him with that text out on Facebook, they block it everywhere. And that's what the future web's going to be like. You're not going to be able to get to InfoWars.com. We're not going to be able to use YouTube or Facebook. We're using it now against them. And they're going to block you going to our site. So use them now against the enemy so they never get to that point. This is an occupational government. We're going to go into overdrive for at least 30 minutes in the next hour. Some stations carry it. If not, audio and video feeds at InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars.com/listen. And at the end of the show today, we're going to email out to everybody that signed up at InfoWars.com/newsletter the digital copy with live links and everything to the May issue of the magazine. It's been sent out once, but some of you didn't see it and have been asking for it. We're going to send it out this afternoon again to everybody signed up to the free email newsletter alert area. We send out exclusive videos, you name it, InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars.com/newsletter to sign up to get the magazine free. We're going to go into overdrive, take your calls. I'm going to get to everybody, but we were about 5 seconds too late because I went to the clip late. We led up to him questioning Hillary about what happened, and she said, hey, she said, this is what she had to say about the dead people there. And now Cummings says people will die. This is just part of it. You know, big deal. Of course, he would squeal and beg for his little disgusting life. So let's go ahead and go to this clip.
Know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
You sent them to kill them.
It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator. Now,
like Oklahoma City?
I will do my best to answer your questions about this. But the
get her off the screen. Get her off the screen. See, they can't intimidate everybody. They can't shut us all up. You understand? We're not shutting up. John Bowne, you're going to be hosting his maiden voyage. Like, we'll stick you right here in this seat, brother.
Sounds good.
All right, I want you to go over everything you've researched. I'll go get more. I'll bring it in for an update at the end. And then tonight, Nightly News, you're going to be co-hosting with Rob Dude.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm going to shoot some other special reports. But this is just wild. Let's go to a phone call right now. Ryan in Michigan on Benghazi. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex? All right.
Yes.
I just want to say one thing right quick. There's three types of people out there. There's bronze-souled people, and they just want the fruits of life. You know, they just want to sit in their house, have a beer, and sit down. And then there's silver-souled people, and that's the warriors and fighters. Okay? And then there's the golden-souled people out there, and that's the philosophers and thinkers and creators. And I think that's what our founding fathers were, and that's what we really need to strive to be. Okay? And having said that...
Now, I'd say there's a lot of alloys, and then what group is evil? Do you have something to say about Benghazi? We're talking about Benghazi.
Yeah, I don't see this Benghazi situation really changing anything,
mm-hmm.
just because it's not in the people's face and it's not going to change their way of life.
Listen, I disagree with you and I appreciate your call. We're going to come back, take more calls, and John Bowne's going to take over for a couple segments here, breaking down all the notes and articles he's got. The latest is all being updated at InfoWars.com. Nothing will ever change if we don't believe it would. I'm not a crook. And he said, yeah, you are a crook. You've got to get angry about this, and you've got to point out they're a bunch of liars. Our government thinks you're so dumb, they run Al-Qaeda. When the TSA wants to search, you go, man, knock it off. Government runs Al-Qaeda. You're probably with them. In fact, they even had a big study out last week that TSA is the greatest security threat. The government's the threat. They're the problem, to quote Ronald Reagan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.